That persistent, dull feeling in your gut isn't something to rationalize away. It's not a sign that something is wrong. It's a signal that you're finally safe enough to feel what you've been carrying all along. Those unprocessed emotions from your past remain like undigested food, waiting for you to create the space to focus on these tensions. Healing begins when you allow forgotten memories to surface. You'll need to cry for your younger self, mourn losses, and insert your adult wisdom into painful memories. Your body needs to release tension through movement, through tears, even through shaking, surrendering to vulnerability instead of guarding against it. Through this process, your world transforms. You'll exit relationships and begin others. You'll find new inspirations and return to your authentic self by burning away emotional blockages. You'll learn to process experiences in real time, crying when sad, expressing frustration, speaking your truth. What if those uncomfortable feelings aren't problems to solve, but gateways to a more authentic life? What if your perceived inadequacies are actually redirecting you toward what truly matters? The courage to keep trying despite closed doors might be the very process that builds your character and faith. The most difficult yet essential act of self-preservation is ceasing to invest in those unwilling to reciprocate your love. This means withdrawing from people who resist change, show indifference, or treat you as optional. Your most precious resource is energy, not time, and what you give energy to multiplies in your life. One-sided relationships aren't love, but attachment. Making your life a sanctuary means welcoming only those capable of genuine connection. Consider relationships where you feel consistently drained, your efforts go unacknowledged, and you're always initiating contact. These patterns reveal what you believe you deserve, and continuing these dynamics reinforces the belief that partial love is all you're worthy of. You aren't responsible for saving others or convincing them they want to be saved. When you decide you deserve authentic friendship and complete love, the space created by releasing one-sided relationships becomes room for reciprocal connections. Healing emerges from small daily actions, not grand gestures. Do something your future self will thank you for. Drink more water, take a brief walk, or breathe deeply when stressed. Build momentum with tiny tasks that boost confidence. Allow yourself to feel authentically rather than forcing positivity. Consider unfollowing social media accounts that trigger comparison. View discomfort as growth potential, not something to avoid. Give yourself something to anticipate, a small pleasure, meaningful conversation, or creative project. Question your thoughts instead of accepting them as truth. Notice what comes effortlessly, your future, what interests you deeply, your purpose, and what challenges you persistently, what you're here to heal. Name your feelings specifically. Challenge negative thoughts by asking, "Is this absolutely true? Would I say this to someone I love?" Rest when needed without self-judgment. Remember your mortality to savor each moment rather than postponing joy. Infinite versions of you exist across time and in others' minds. When stuck, we often construct an identity from others' perceptions, losing ourselves by trying to be who we think we should be rather than who we are. Your life contains more positive experiences than you recall during moments of doubt. You've witnessed more beauty, felt more joy, and succeeded more often than your critical mind acknowledges. Your impact extends further than you realize, rippling outward in ways you'll never fully know. We define ourselves by perceived gaps rather than seeing these as simply the contrast between who we are and who we were never meant to be. Nobody scrutinizes you as much as you do yourself. Everyone is too preoccupied with their own perception to judge yours. When you view yourself through compassionate eyes rather than imagined criticism, you reclaim the authority to define your worth. This understanding frees you from others' expectations and returns you to your authentic self. When it's time to start over, it feels more like an overwhelming end than an exciting beginning. Something valued has ended, leaving you uncertain about potential gains versus losses. We often don't recognize the need to let go until forced to admit our current path isn't working. What appears as sudden disruption was likely a situation failing gradually, concealed by denial and comfortable illusions. Starting over requires confronting what wasn't working and the dissatisfaction it masked. You must learn to be alone, address feelings of unworthiness, and build a home wherever you are. There's no escaping yourself. You remain the common denominator in all circumstances. Begin by removing what no longer serves you, dead relationships, habits, and beliefs. Nourish yourself with practices that bring genuine joy. Start with what you have rather than waiting for perfect conditions. Healing isn't about changing what we show up to, but how we show up. Wherever we go, we're always with ourselves. When beginning your healing journey, you'll search for epiphanies, life-changing truths that transform everything at once. Yet the most profound healing often happens in ordinary ways that might initially seem too simple to matter. It starts with setting an intention to heal by writing it down somewhere visible. It's about allowing yourself deep rest, recognizing your body knows what to do while you support it with patience. Healing involves changing your environment, perhaps moving to a new location, or cleansing your space of relics that keep you tethered to old stories. The practical matters are vital: budgeting, medical appointments, exercise routines, elements often neglected when we're hurting, but essential for stability. Rediscovering life's small joys, warm baths, engaging novels, quiet mornings, stargazing, reveals they were the big things all along. These aren't trivial pleasures, but profound connections to the present moment. Your trauma keeps you locked in familiar patterns, but there's no greater failure than an unlived life, no greater pain than an unloved heart or unseen soul. Everything meant for you feels like a deep exhale, like returning home. What's truly right brings a steady calm, not sweeping you off your feet, but grounding you through them. These things feel simple, obvious, and unmistakably comfortable when experienced. Unlike things that provoke anxiety or desperate attachment, what's truly right offers love as a steady presence rather than heart-pumping drama. These connections don't require forcing or endless questioning. They don't leave us on hold or feeling we must grab them before they vanish. Consider experiences that have felt this way: friendships forming effortlessly, jobs challenging you perfectly, or homes immediately feeling like yours. Though these connections might start subtly, they strengthen over time. This doesn't mean what's right always feels easy. There's a difference between productive challenge and forcing something that fundamentally doesn't fit. The former energizes despite difficulties. The latter depletes regardless of effort. Healing means honoring your truth, releasing what no longer serves you, and embracing life's ordinary magic. The journey begins when you decide you're worth the effort, when you're ready to heal not just for yourself, but for everyone your healed self will touch.